This is Saturday, the 22nd day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 8:22-26. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Notice the gentleness of Jesus in this story. A blind man was brought to Jesus in hopes that he might be restored. And notice what Jesus does. Jesus takes the man by the hand and then led him outside the village. Oftentimes, it is when we leave our normal surroundings, all the noise, the busyness, the clutter, that we experience healing, that we experience Jesus. Use this moment for that very thing. Let Jesus lead you outside your normal life. Let him lead you to a place of peace and healing. Listen again to God's word. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man begging Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes, he put his hands on him. Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." This account of Jesus' healing is a bit odd. He spat on the man's eyes, and then he put his hands on him, asking him if he could see. He could only see dimly. He wasn't fully restored. But notice this. Jesus didn't give up. Jesus stayed there and continued until this man was fully restored, until he could see clearly. Are you discouraged that you haven't been fully restored? Are you tired in your battle with sin? Do you feel bad for your continual need for help from God? Jesus hasn't left you, and he won't leave you until you've been completely made whole. And even then, he promises to be with you. Ask now that Jesus would continue to make you into the person he has always created you to be. And remember that Jesus won't give up on you. Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.